This podcast brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource for pilots and aircraft owners.
Hey everyone, you're listening to AvWeb's coverage of Sun and Fun 2018. I'm Paul Bertarelli, reported. I'm with Sam Scanlon of JS Firm. JS Firm is a well-known aviation job recruiting and job placement firm. And Sam, there's been an ongoing job fair here, and I hear it's really a hot market.
It is a hot market, yeah, and just to correct you there, we are not a recruiting firm. We're more of a online job board. So some of the airlines came down for a career fair that we sponsored. We had 14 airlines, including UPS, United, all the regionals. It was an incredible event. It was held at the museum in conjunction with Rob Williams. We had 400 registered pilots, mechanics, engineers, avionics, flight attendants. They all came to the career fair yesterday, dressed to the nines, and interviewed. There was hiring going on right there at the museum. It was an exciting event.
So, yeah, I was told that people were walking out with jobs right on the spot.
Yeah. So we helped. Of course, parking's always an issue here, but we were helping people come in and out with our carts. And on the way in, they were nervous. On the way out, we heard story after story of actually got a job offer. Air Wisconsin young man was there. I took him in, took him back out to his car. He said, "I actually got a job."
Oh, good for him.
It was exciting.
What are the hot areas for hiring now?
Well, I think we're all aware that the pilot shortage is it's here. It's very evident. The regionals are really scraping for that. But one thing that is always left behind on the forefront is maintenance. Mechanics and avionics, there is a major shortage of these technicians. And we see it every day. Our site is so busy. We have 4,000 clients, 4,000 aviation companies posting jobs on there on a constant basis. So they are after, you know, maintenance pilots. There's just a deficit.
So there are more jobs than there are applicants by the sounds of it.
Seems to be that way, yeah.
What's that doing for salaries? Any sense of upward push?
Yeah, very much so. You know, 5 years ago for the regionals, I think we all know what the pay was. You know, work for food was kind of the fun thing to say there. Completely changed. There's sign-on bonuses. I think Envoy is, you know, there's $20,000 sign-on bonuses. These first officers are getting into the pay right away. So it's a really good time. And they predict this shortage to run through 2035, which is interesting. There's been a big lull, and there's a retirement boom going on, if you will, from our veterans. And there's just a slide to retirement that's creating a void. The development of China, the Southeast South Asian Rim, that's all taken a lot of pilots over there. So there's just been this big void in schools and regionals, and they're all clamoring to get people in, students in high schools. You know, they're pushing this. It's a great career.
Are you seeing any activity in the unmanned area yet?
Oh yeah. Yeah, that in itself is a environment that's booming. We're seeing that as well. That's also a very good field for young individuals to get in. The unmanned That's a whole new area.
And who's doing that hiring?
Well, I mean, there's third tier companies that are supporting that environment along with manufacturers. You know, they're all hiring. That's a big business right now. There's associations that are associated with it at this point. They're pushing for that hire. There's a lot of interested young individuals getting into that as well.
Okay. Well, thanks very much, Sam.
You're welcome. I appreciate your time.
This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from Sun and Fun 2018. We've been speaking with Sam Scanlon of JS Firm. Thanks for listening.
This podcast brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource for pilots and aircraft owners.